Welcome back to State of the News. I'm Rick Hellett. Well, the holiday season is typically a time when blood donations run critically low sometimes, and some say one way to alleviate that problem is to lift the federal policy that prohibits most gay men from donating blood. The Courier-Journal's Laura Unger's been writing about the policy and joins us now. Welcome back, Laura. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
I was quite surprised, and I would think many others would be as well, to learn that the FDA has cast kind of a wide net when it comes to prohibiting gay men from donating blood. What exactly is the policy?
The policy is that men who have had sex with another man, even once, since 1977, is prohibited from giving blood because of the threat of AIDS, according to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
And I guess this policy put in place in the midst of the AIDS epidemic back in the 80s?
Yes, it was. But actually, last year, in 2010, they reevaluated the policy and decided to stand behind it. So it remains.
The concern being that HIV can be transmitted through blood transfusions. We remember the story of Ryan White up in Indiana, the young man who died of AIDS-related illness.
Yeah.
Other countries have lifted similar bans, right?
Yes. The United Kingdom lifted its ban this year. So that really brought this into the news again, and a lot of folks kind of found out about it for the first time. In fact, a lot of people don't know that the U.S. has this ban.
So some groups are saying, you know, we've gotten to the point here where this is not an abundance of caution. This is turning into discrimination.
A lot of folks do say that. And in fact, how I found out about it was I got contacted by some folks who actually had been turned away, wanted to give blood, and they certainly felt that they were being discriminated against.
So AIDS testing, I would assume, has become a lot more sophisticated over the years.
Yeah, and I talked to scientists who and doctors who mentioned that they didn't think that you need this lifetime ban anymore. There certainly is some consensus among some scientists that you might maybe need a year-long waiting period for folks, or some say even less. Some say by 3 to 6 months, someone should be able to be diagnosed very definitively with HIV, given today's technology. So they say we need to, as a country, reduce this this period.
How likely is it now for that one would get HIV from a blood transfusion?
It's very unlikely, according to a lot of the folks I spoke with. In fact, at the Wings Clinic at the University of Louisville, about a dozen of their caseload of patients got it that way, and all of them, it was decades ago. So we're talking about a small portion of the population.
Is anyone suggesting a modified policy that wouldn't doesn't pay back to 1977?
Yeah, the Red Cross, as well as a couple of other blood-related organizations, are calling for a year-long waiting period versus the lifetime ban.
You know, it seems that we're always doing stuff. The Red Cross is reaching out to us to get the word out that blood supplies are critically low, and I would assume this would help alleviate that somewhat.
Certainly, folks have said that. The gay men who I spoke with for my story said, you know, they want to give. They believe they could really help in this time of shortage. And if the policy were lifted, they and many others could donate, and they can't now. So.
Any chance of the FDA revisiting the policy anytime soon?
Well, the FDA says that they really won't revisit the policy until they have assurance that their blood supply will remain as safe as it is today. They say the U.S. blood supply is very safe now, and they want to assure that that continues.
And you say that you were contacted by someone who tried to give blood. Was they surprised, shocked to learn of this policy?
Yes. The man I spoke with in his 20s, he had no idea that this existed. And he said he posted it on Facebook and got a lot of responses from other gay men who said they had no idea either. So and when I talked to gay activist organizations, they mentioned that's how they find out about it, or that's how they hear about the complaints a lot of times, because people will try to give blood, are turned away, and then that's how they realize this exists.
And you did your reporting on that this week. Was that appeared in the paper this week?
It was in Sunday's paper.
Sunday's paper. We still get it online.
Yeah.
All right. The Courier-Journal's Laura Unger. Thanks again for joining us, Laura.
Okay, thank you.
We'll be back with more in a moment. This is State of the News on WFPL.